那里，
在《地品》《古达嘎那经》也同样的教导，不以观智和道智知道是圣地，人无法解脱轮回。所以如果禅修者想要证得涅槃，他必须尝试透过三片知来知道名色和他们的因缘。
What are the three brinya inside knowledge? They are number one, nyada brinya, number two, tirana brinya, number three, pahana brinya.
何谓三片知？他们是一知片知，二度片知，三断片知。
Number one, nyada brinya.This is nama rupa pariccheda jnana in piccha briga jnana. The inside knowledge which knows all paramattha nama rupa in their causes.
一知片知，这是名色差别智和缘摄取智，知道一切真实名色和他们的因缘的观智。
Number two, tirana brinya.This is samasana jnana in uriyabhya jnana. These two vipassana insight knowledges can decide clearly the anicca, dukkha and anatta nature of these pramatha namarupa in their causes. So they are called tirana prinya.
二度片知，这是思维智和生灭智。这两种观智能够清楚地抉择真实名色和他们的因缘的无常、苦和无我相，所以他们称为度片智。
Number three, Pahana Brinya. These are the upper vipassana insight knowledges from Bhinga Jnana to Magga Jnana.
三断片智，这是从坏灭智直到道智的其他更高的观智。
Those but in these two sutta, Abhijnana sutta and Kudagara sutta are very important. So if a yogi wants to try vipassana beginning from virana, then he should obey the following rules. Number one, he must have already discerned pramatha rupa. Number two, virana alone is not enough. He must also discern the concomitant mental formations with virana according to the six dose thought process.
这两部经阿巴利加纳纳苏达和古达嘎拉苏达的内容很重要，所以如果禅修者想要从受开始修毗婆舍那，那么他应该遵从以下的原则：一，他必须已经观察真实色法；二，仅仅是受并不足够，他也必须观察一六门心路，观察受及伴随的诸心所法。
Why?The Buddha taught that if a bhikkhu does not know all nama rupa and their causes by the three prajna insight knowledges, then he cannot attain nibbana. Therefore, without discerning pramatha rupa thoroughly, if a yogi tries to discern virana alone, such as unpleasant feeling, etc., then it is not enough. Here, not enough means he cannot attain nibbana.
为什么佛陀教导如果比丘不透过三片知直到一切名色和他们的因缘，那么他无法证得涅槃？因此如果禅修者不彻底观察色法，而仅是观察受而已，如苦受等，这是不够的。这里的不够指他无法证得涅槃。
Any question?
有问题吗?
Do you understand?
你明白吗?
Any question?
任何问题?
Yeah, we will go. Question 6. Question 7 now.
问题 7.
The Buddha is a great arhat.
Your question?
你的问题?
Your question. The Buddha is a great arhat. What is the difference in disciples who are arhats like Sariputta and Mahamoggallana?
佛陀是大奥罗汉，他与其弟子像舍利弗、目犍连尊者的差别在哪里？
OK.
是不是?
This is right question. The Buddha's Arhata Magga is always concomitant with serving Yuddha Jnana, but not the disciples Arhata Magga. For example, Venerable Sariputta's and Mahamoggallana's Arhata Magga are not concomitant with serving Yuddha Jnana. Only Agga Savaka Bodhi or Mahasavaka Bodhi or Bhagati Savaka Bodhi are concomitant with the Arhata, with their Arhata Magga. Svanta is concomitant with Bho Padisamita Jnana. Svanta is pure, Svanta is concomitant with six Abhijnana. Svanta is concomitant with three Abhijnana. Svanta is pure Arhata Magga only. But the Buddha's Arhata Magga is not only concomitant with seven Yuddha Jnana, but also all Buddha's qualities in different types of Jnana.
佛陀的阿罗汉道是一直以一切资质相应的，但是弟子们的阿罗汉道并不如此。例如，舍利弗和目犍连的阿罗汉道是不以一切资质相应的，只有大声闻或本性声闻。 的以阿罗汉道相应的菩提，有时候以四无碍智相应，有时候与六神通相应，有时候与三神通相应，有时候只与阿罗汉道相应。但是佛陀的阿罗汉道不但与一切资质相应，而也 以佛的一切功德和各种不同的智慧相应。
Another is that Buddha's penetrate Magga Phala and Sabinyodanyana by themselves without any teacher because of their Mijuvat Parami. But a Savaka can penetrate Magga Phala Jnana by listening to the Dhamma relating to the Four Noble Truths from the Buddha or one of the Buddha's disciples, taking up practice by themselves without a teacher. These are the differences.
另外，佛陀不透过其他老师，而依靠自己已成熟的波罗蜜，通达道果和一切资质，而声闻只能透过听闻佛陀 或佛陀的弟子所说的四圣地法，而通达道果智，他们无法不依老师而自己修行，这是他们的差别。Any
question?
有问题吗?
Yes, Mahasavaka. No. By listening the Dhamma from the Buddha, he added Nibbana. By listening the Dhamma from Buddha.
刚才问题是, 大家是他如何呢？是他曾经说过，即使佛不出世，他也能够成就。那佛陀是释迦牟尼说，大家是也是大声闻啊，所以他也是透过闻法而成道的，不是靠自己的。
Any question?
The difference in Buddha and Arahanta. So why Buddha do not teach us to become Buddha, but become Arahant?
He also teach to become Buddha.
But
if you want to become Buddha, you can practice.
佛陀也有教导如何要成佛。如果你想成佛，你也可以修。就是成佛。
He did his biography very long.
佛陀说了他的本身很长。
In his biography, we got Buddha once. He explained the ways how one attain Sabbanyodhanyana.
在佛布达王萨是佛种性，不是佛的本身。佛陀有教导如何成佛。
是佛陀教导。
What Buddha taught?
Buddha Vangsa.
Buddha Vangsa. What Buddha say?
He explained the ways how we must practice to attain Sabbanyodhanyana.
在佛种性 ，Buddha Vangsa 有说到如何修习以证得一切资质。
Oh, he had been trying to attain Sabbanyodhanyana. He explained thoroughly in Buddha Vangsa.
如何要证得这一切资质呢？在佛种性里面有说明。
Especially from the Divinga Buddha time to Kasva Buddha's time, he related many stories.
尤其是从燃灯佛到迦瑟佛之间说了很多故事，他自己的故事。
So he teach the way to attain Sabbanyodhanyana.
所以他教导能证得一切资质的方法。
He also teach the way to attain Radhaship.
他也教导如何达到阿罗汉的方法。
He also teach to attain Anagamiship.
他也教导如何达到善果。
He also teach the way to attain Sakadagami Magaship.
他也教导如何证得恶果。
He also teach the way to attain Sotapanna.
也教导如何证得出果。
He also teach the way to reach Devaloka.
他也教导如何往生天界。
He also teach the way to reach Brahmavar after death.
他也教导如何往生梵天。
He also teach the way how one will reach after death for abhayas.
他也说了一个人会如何会堕入四恶趣。
So he teach different ways in his Pitakas.
所以在藏经里面他以不同的方式说法。
You can choose any way.
你可以自由选择其中任何其中一个道路。
For example, when our Buddha after preaching the Abhidhamma in Dava Desa Deva Loga, he sent it to Sankasa Nagara.
例如佛陀在教导在一个天界三十三天说了阿毗达摩之后
来到人间。
And then
the last sentence after preaching he come down to
Sankasa
Sankasa
Sankasa Township
啊，他来到桑卡萨的一个城镇。
He sent it with three Sanya cases. He sent it down to the Sankasa from the three Sanya cases.
他三个楼梯下来。
Devas Brahmas are surrounded to him.
诸天都围绕着他。
So,Because of this, what God? Because of this view, at the day there are many crowded people. Many crowded people are assembled there. About 12 yojanas. About 12 yojanas.
12 yojanas. 12 yojanas.
12 yojanas priests. Many priests.
很多的天女
Gather together.
有十二游巡那么多的天女人围绕他
All these persons they pray to become Buddha in future like that our Buddha Sakyamuni Buddha
他们要祈祷成为在未来要成佛
So you can do anyway
所以你可以做任何的一个方法。在人啊，在经里面。About someone who has Paccika Buddha nature. So this type of people, after he has attained Sotapanna or Sakadagami, can he in his next life become Savaka or still become Paccika Buddha?So this is one question. And another question is, as in Pitaka or in real people, has Sayadaw seen this case about these people who is of Paccika Buddha nature?From Buddha times up to now.
Paccika Buddha?
Yes, of this type of people.
This type of people means what?
Who is nature of Paccika Buddha?
Who became Paccika Buddha?
Who became? 要成为辟支佛的。Question like after attain Sotapanna or.Sakadagami in the future lives can he still become the Paccika Buddha or he become Savaka?
Savaka
Savaka
Savaka only because Paccika Buddhas usually fulfill Bharami to achieve Kaya Kappa and 100,000 Kappas
通常辟支佛是要圆满波罗蜜长达一万年，一万劫。
If they try in this dispensation, if they cannot attain Nibbana, or Nibbana means here, if they cannot become Sotapanna or Sakadagami, etc. If they have also enough parami to attain Paccika Bodhinyana, in future they can attain Paccika Buddha.
如果他在此教法中尝试而不能证得涅槃，证得涅槃是指不能得到出果恶果。他来生如果波罗蜜足够的话，他可以成辟支佛。
Sotapanna Sakadagami Asatra Dekin Bhikkhan Anagami O Arhata Dekina Bhikkhan Pichika Buddha
已证得二果的人，他们可以证得三果、四果， 但是不能成为辟支佛。
Yankotaka Nikaya Dhyayiswan Soda Kaka Visana Soda
有一部经
Yankotaka Nikaya
Kudaka 在小部里面
One Soda Kaka Visana Soda
有一部经叫做 Jaka Visada
Kaka Visana Soda
Kaka Visana Soda
In that Soda, Buddha taught 24 Pichika Buddhas.
在那部经, 佛陀说了24位辟支佛。
Pichika Buddhas can occur outside any dispensation of any Buddha. Within any dispensation, they cannot occur.
辟支佛只能在任何佛的 教化期间之外出现，他不能在佛的教化其中出现。
Within this dispensation, only Savakas can be, not Bhikkhu Buddhas.
在佛的教化期间，只有圣闻弟子，没有辟支佛。
Last Bhikkhu Buddha is Madhyanga.
最后的上一个辟支佛 是 What is his name?
马杰纳
马杰纳 马杰纳 辟支佛
When our Bodhisattva Siddhartha was born He was very happy
当我们的菩萨悉达多出生的时候 诸天欢喜
They was told to each other, Bodhisattva was born.
诸天告诉诸天，菩萨已经降生了。
At that time, he heard that news.
那时候, he heard?
Madhyanga Bhikkhu Buddha. At that time, Madhyanga Bhikkhu Buddha heard this news.
那时候, 这个马杰纳 辟支佛 听到这消息,
So he suddenly take Pranibbana.
所以他就进入波涅盘了。
Because within Sasana there should not be any Bhikkhu Buddha.
因为在一个佛的教化中 没有辟支佛。
In our within Sasana famous Devadatta he will become Bhikkhu Buddha in future.
在我们的在此教化中 Devadatta 提婆达多将成为辟支佛
100 kappas later he will become Bhikkhu Buddha
在100劫之后 他将成为辟支佛
His famous disciple Ajatasattu also will become Bhikkhu Buddha in future
他的一位有名的弟子阿舍世王也将成为辟支佛
Only in future they will become Bhikkhu Buddha but not within this sasana
只有在未来他们会成为辟支佛 不是在现在的教法中
OK
好 马杰纳
马丁嘎, 比切嘎, 布达 Yes, because his lifespan also finished. Or because if they are especially emphasize only samabhati. But Vichaga Buddhas usually Vichaga Buddhas take Pranivana. This is nature. Well, if they do not pay attention, they do not know, because they emphasize only samabhati. Yes. Oh, because they do not pay attention.
他就进入涅槃了。那关于这里，萨埵也说，他们的寿命也已经结束了。那他又问，要是他没听到怎么办？禅师说是他们是比较强调在萨玛巴蒂等智啊，八等智啊。很正常的，或者很自然的，辟支佛，听就是知道佛讲出生的话，他就会进入涅槃。大概是这样。如果听不到的话，他就不知道。
If he do not hear, then he will still in samapatti. 假如他没有听到的话，他就还是住在他的定之中。
In the sutta, it is mentioned there will be no two Buddha occurs at the same time.
Yes.
How about Paccika Buddha? Can two Paccika Buddha exist at the same time?
Yes, same time. Sammasambuddhas cannot occur. Two Sammasambuddhas cannot occur at the same time. But many Paccika Buddhas can occur at the same time.
正等正觉的佛是不能有两尊同时出现啊，辟支佛是可以啊。For
example, Buddhuma Devi's 500 sons, they all became Paccika Buddha.
例如有500 Buddhuma 天人的儿子，有500个同时称儿子呢，变成辟支佛。
And then our Bodhisattva is Satanda elephant.
那时候我们的菩萨是一头大象。
He offered these 500 Paccika Buddhas with different fruits.
他供养这些辟支佛，他以水果供养这些辟支佛。
It is mentioned in many Jataka Chaturis.
这在很多的本生经里面都有提到。
But two Buddhas cannot occur simultaneously is mentioned in Abhidhamma.
两尊佛不能同时出现，这在阿毗达摩里面有说明。 Elevated to become Buddha. Is the Paccika Buddha, he will forever become the Paccika Buddha. Can he at one time be born as a human and listen to the Dharma and become Buddha or Arahant?
If some person became Paccika Buddha, he must take Pranibbana.